gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Christopher Roberts. Joining me now, she is from Vaughan, Ontario, Canada. She is the owner at Heart and Soul Massage Therapy and Healing Arts Center. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Joan Marshall to the program. Joan,
hello,
welcome.
Chris. How are you today?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for asking. Thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
And why don't you start us off? Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do.
Well, I am a massage therapist. I'm celebrating 20 years as a registered massage therapist in Ontario. And I developed Heart and Soul in 2003. And so we offer client-centered registered massage therapy, registered acupuncture, Reiki healing and embodiment coaching. This is a really big part of our practice these days. Medical Qigong and meditation classes and developing intuition. So we kind of run the gamut of inner work as well as outer work.
Sounds like it. So what got you started in what you're doing? What sent you down that road?
Well, I really wanted to make a difference in people's life. I wanted to get off the hamster wheel of corporate life. I felt like it was sucking my soul dry, to be honest. And I'm also a musician, a pianist and composer. So it was natural for me to gravitate into another tactile profession. So something where I could use my sensitivity with my hands, body and soul. And I could also set my own hours and be my own boss. So self-employment was also sort of a nice dangling carrot for me.
Oh, absolutely. Now, what kind of background and training does somebody need to be able to do what you do?
Well, the massage therapy in Ontario is quite rigorous. It's a year and a half all the way through, or a two-year course of a hands-on, a lot of hands-on, but also a great deal of theory. So I think Ontario has some of the highest standards for registered massage therapy in the world, actually. And then I decided to get into some more, embodiment work, like I mentioned. I learned to meditate in 2001, and it was really life-changing. I was able to, stop smoking tobacco, and it was life-altering. So I like to incorporate sort of meditative type of exercises as well, and breathing exercises into what I do as a massage therapist and embodiment coach and Reiki master, I guess.
All righty. So now, when somebody reaches out to you for the first time, what are they looking for? What do you see the most of?
Most recently, people are looking for more of a holistic style massage, not just, of course, we do deep tissue massage and hot stone massage, sports therapy, but many people are looking for something a little more holistic, so engaging the breathing, learning to tap into their emotions, really tapping into their body, feeling the issues in their tissues, so to speak, we call it, to get to the core of some, not just physical issues, but also emotional issues. So the Reiki and energy healing really helps us to teach that presence, increased compassion for self, sensitivity, awareness. So people are looking more into that as well as, just a deep tissue sports massage. We have different practitioners that can help with different areas of the mind-body connection, so to speak.
All righty. Now, why do you think they choose you over someone else? What sets you apart?
What sets us apart, or myself, you mean?
Yes, as compared to other practitioners out there.
Well, I guess, good question. I've done a lot of extra type of work. Reiki, I have three Reiki masteries, shamanic Reiki masters. I have the Usui Reiki masters, as well as angelic. So extra energy work, I think, and studying Qigong practices, Qi and Prana, working with energy centers in the body. I've studied the chakra system as well. So moving energy sort of through the body, I guess it's a heightened sensitivity and tactility, if you will. I guess that's something that I've learned over the years.
All righty. Now, you know, where do you think you see yourself moving forward? What's going to be on tap for you?
Well, I believe that this is the direction that people seem to be going in, wanting something a little deeper connection, you know, connecting into their higher self and that type of thing, and the meditation. So teaching more Reiki and energy healing and Qigong, meditative practices, learning to go inward to help with stress management. So I think, possibly hot stone massage. I've had a lot of people asking to learn about how to do hot stone massage as well. So we can also incorporate that into the embodiment practices of the Heart and Soul Healing Studio.
All righty. So how can my audience reach out and contact you to find out more information?
The best place to go is my my website, which is heartsoul.ca. And they can also reach out by text or email or calling me. It's Joan.
All righty. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Chris.
You are so welcome. And for everyone else out there, do stick around. We will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.